Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Wednesday. I think it's day 11 of Packers camp. Packers are not on the field today. We heard from assistant coaches earlier this morning. The Packers will be back at it tomorrow morning on Nitschke Field, I believe at 10:30 a.m. In the meantime, I thought I'd take a bit here. I didn't obviously have a chat this morning. I won't be doing extra cheese tonight, but wanted to give you guys a chance to ask questions about whatever it is that's on your mind regarding Packers camp. I've seen a few things shake out here, but there's still a ways to go. I know it's less than 3 weeks before the Packers take on the Vikings, but still a lot of work to be done. Still a lot of development to be had here on the Packers squad. I probably won't be very long today, just a heads up. But I did want to make sure I touch base with you guys at some point today. So here I am. Hope everyone is well. Good to see everybody in the comments. How are you guys? Joey, oh, Big B, always good to see you. Lost Soul looking to talk Packers. That's what I'm talking about. You know, once camp starts, you're not really lost souls anymore. I mean, you know, the people in April and May on a Tuesday at like 8 o'clock p.m., those are some lost souls ready to talk Packers at a moment's notice. Now things are starting to ramp up. And I really lost souls anymore. But I appreciate the reference, most definitely. Nags, love me some Cheesehead TV. Thanks, Sly. Very nice of you. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. D-back on Pat McAfee's show was excellent today. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw the beer chugging thing. It was very funny. Those two guys are hilarious, and they obviously are really fun to listen to. Long time no talk. What's up, Aaron? What's up, Brett? How are you, buddy? Harold, many people, including several Cheesehead TV commenters, believe that Aaron Rodgers is in slow decline in terms of his skills. Have people forgotten that Favre had his best stat year in 09 with the Vikings? Well, I mean, both of those things can be true, right? I think there's no question Aaron Rodgers overtook Brett when he became the starter in Green Bay as far as, you know, being more gifted physically. That's just due to age. And I don't think there's any question that Aaron Rodgers' fastball is a little slower today. He doesn't quite have the wheels he once did when it comes to getting outside the pocket, escaping those quicker defensive ends and outside linebackers. But at the same time, you're right. You can absolutely still be productive. I mean, look at Tom Brady. Look at Drew Brees. Hell, look at Peyton Manning, who, you know, led a team to a Super Bowl barely being able to throw a football. So, yeah, I don't think there's any question that Aaron Rodgers has lost a little bit, you know, when it comes to his skills. Not much. The physical skills, not much, but a bit. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You can still be incredibly productive, as is evident with Brett's magical 09 year, which ended in the perfect way in New Orleans. You still think Bakhtiari gets that extension before week one? Yeah. I still think there's a good chance that happens. And just right on time. Sorry, I showed up late. No, you're right on time. Just started. Do you think that we put that $10 million in cap space to use at all this year? I think Bakhtiari's extension is a good starting point. Absolutely. Super Edge 99, thanks to the super chat. Thoughts on the Vikings wide receiver depth versus our cornerbacks? I like the Packers' chances there, 100%. I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, they've got a new play caller yet again in Minnesota. We'll see. You know, how that ends up, you know, changing things as far as their offensive approach, trying to attack Mike Pettine's defense. But, you know, my suspicion is we're not going to see a drastic reduction in the amount of dime or nickel that Pettine likes to play. So I think we're going to see a lot of those defensive backs, regardless of how many wide receivers are on the field for Minnesota. But yeah, I like that matchup for Green Bay. Alex, thank you for the super chat. Hello from Kenosha. Thanks for doing these, man. Keeping my mind off everything. How Savage looked in camp. First of all, thank you for taking the time to hang out with us and talk Packers. Second of all, please stay safe. And third of all, how Savage looked in camp. He's looked solid, not spectacular. Haven't seen any big time plays, any wow moments, nothing to really make you turn your head, but solid, down in and down out. Sanjay, is there a reason the Packers don't find certain positions as ideal to put draft capital and free agency dollars as much as other teams? It's their philosophy. I mean, you go back, I think inside linebacker is a perfect example. I think it's one that people often point to. You know, it's just a position they do not consider, especially in this 3-4 world they've been living in for a decade plus as something that needs to be invested in. I think they think, rightfully or wrongfully, that you can get production with, say, a fourth round pick, as they did with Blake Martinez, or possibly a day three pick like Kamal Martin, who, you know, so far is on his way to proving them correct. But again, it is still early. But, you know, they have a certain way. They've made the determinations, and obviously they're sticking to it. I asked Brian for a one-on-one to kind of try and talk about this kind of stuff, but so far been rebuffed. Big B, thanks for the super chat. MVP for Rodgers if he threw 36 TDs and no interceptions. No interceptions? Man, well, he'd be on the list, right? Gotta be. Norman, when do the Packers start talking about a $50 million extension with Lancaster? All right, you guys got jokes. You're hilarious. Jennifer, how are you? Thanks for joining us. Cornerback Samuels has a 4.640 dash. Can he still be productive, or is he a Ladarius Gunter liability? Well, I mean, it's all in how you deploy him, right? You know, Ladarius Gunter is remembered for, you know, the NFC Championship game where he was asked to cover Julio Jones, which is a position you would never, under normal circumstances, would put him in, or anybody with a 4.6, you know? But injuries being what they were that year, that happened. And unfortunately, it's what everyone remembers. No one remembers the many good moments Ladarius had throughout that season and his time in Green Bay. So, yeah, I think Samuels could help them. It's just a question of making sure he's not put in that kind of position. What do I think will happen to Clay Matthews? Oh, good question, Jennifer. I think he'll end up getting signed by somebody after there's probably an injury or two somewhere in camp or even early in the season. I'd be surprised if he just retired. And then eventually he'll be inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. How's Dylan's pass protection? I actually asked Ben Sermons about that this morning. You know, it's like pretty much every other rookie running back I've seen come into the NFL. He's certainly struggling with it. But last week was rough. This week was better. And that's what you want. Sermons made a good point about, you know, balance, getting your feet underneath you. Because once the hands work, once he gets his hands on a guy, it's pretty good. It's just a question of, you know, those blitzers are going to be slippery. They're obviously trying not to get blocked. So you're going to get spin moves. You're going to get jukes. You're going to get things in the contact point that you're probably not expecting. You've got to make sure you're in balance, that your feet are underneath you. Because if you're lunging at guys, that's when you're going to get toasted. So, and these are things that are only going to come with reps. They're only going to come with practice. And that's why I don't think you're going to see a ton of him early on in the season, because they've got to make sure that that part of his game is 100%. Now, he's going to play. I don't think there's any doubt there, but it will be judiciously early on. Has Light developed, or is he still a project? In my opinion, he is a liability. Well, Brandy, he's certainly a drop-off from what they would be putting out there as starters. There's zero question. But, you know, that's the NFL, especially these days, where line play, even starters for a lot of teams, are, you know, pretty hard to watch at times. Yeah, I mean, he's developed a little bit. He's actually, I think, had a pretty solid camp. I wouldn't say, again, that he's starting material. But, you know, for a backup tackle, you know, he's you know, NFL ready. He can step in either side. We've seen him at left tackle a lot this camp. We saw him step in at right tackle last year for Bulaga. Obviously wasn't great, but yeah, he looks a little better. But it's always going to be a drop-off. You know, the Packers have been really lucky in the sense that, you know, when they've had their starting tackles, they've had in Bulaga and Bakhtiari, they've obviously had some of the best tackle play in the league. You know, now it's a little taste of how the rest of the league lives. And even then, we still have Bakhtiari, who's one of, if not the best tackle, left tackle in the game. So you're always going to be patching a hole somewhere along an offensive line in the NFL more often than not. And if your biggest worry is the play of the backup tackle, who, let's be honest, if Rick Wagner ever gets healthy and is out there battling again, he's probably the backup to the backup tackle, you're doing okay. What's Nags' 40 time? Any opinions on how Love has looked? Nobody wants my 40 time, man. Trust me, nobody wants to watch me run a 40. I certainly don't. Any opinions on how Love has looked? He's looked like a rookie who had no offseason. They'll have him as the third QB. He'll be in street clothes pretty much all year, and he'll develop throughout the year. And then I'm really anxious to see him next summer because, you know, I don't think anybody was under any illusions that he was going to come in light the camp on fire, but that reality has set in very quick if people were, you know, holding out hope. He shows you the physical gifts. He's actually, you know, LaFleur talked about him getting 1% better every day, and you do see development. You do see things. Like yesterday, he got the defense to jump on a hard count. You know, that's the first time I've seen that from him in the 10 days or so we've been watching. And, you know, that's a little piece of the arsenal, right? And every little bit helps. He's going to need every single rep he can get. And I think that's one of the smartest things the Packers have done in the sense of these end of practice developmental sessions with the young guys where they've gone live, they've gone to live tackling, and they've let Jordan take all of those reps because he needs them. You know, the only way he's going to improve is by getting reps, but they got to get ready for the season. They got to make sure Aaron's repped. They got to make sure Tim gets his. So I think that's the smartest thing they've done in regards to his development. And hopefully he, you know, soaks in everything he can this year because he's going to need it to hit the ground running next season. Does this training camp and preseason offer a blueprint for the future of what it might look like going forward? Brett, I think that's a conversation that was going to be had. We know that the NFL and the PA had talked about reducing the number of preseason games prior to the pandemic happening. That's been an idea that's been floated. Obviously, the owners are reluctant to go too far down that road because they like and they want that revenue that the preseason games provide. I do think eventually we'll see it cut down to probably two games, maybe three to start, but eventually it'll be a two-game preseason. And as far as like the timing of it and the scheduling, I would tend to think they would prefer to go back to, you know, starting late July into early August for the start of camp rather than this close up against the start of the season. But I do think, yeah, this will pave a way towards less, you know, fewer preseason games. No doubt about that. William, thank you for the super chat. So you can't talk depth chart this year. That's correct. But let's say the Packers don't draft any running backs or tight ends. Who are the 1, 2, 3 at each position for 2021? Man, crystal ball questions are the worst. I don't know. 2021? I mean, Jamal Williams could roll an ankle tomorrow and it changed the entirety of the complexion of the defense or the offensive backfield for the rest of this season. Man, 2021? Can I get through the next two practices before I get on a plane and go back to New York before we start talking about 2021? I mean, the Packers don't draft any running backs or tight ends. Who's 1, 2, 3 at each position? Let's go Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, and somebody who's not on the roster at running back. And then it'll be at tight end, it'll be Sternberger, Tanyan, and DeGuara. There you go. You've had fun with your crystal ball. Billy Turner, a bust signing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, the fact that they signed him with the idea of being able to play him at guard and tackle, and now the fact that they are running him at tackle, that's a prescient signing as far as I'm concerned. Now, my quibble with the Turner signing is always going to be the timing of it. And it's funny, I went back and read Rob's TikTok, so to speak, about the first couple days of free agency this past offseason. And they literally called Billy Turner's agent the minute that the legal tampering window opened up 2 years ago. Who was knocking down Billy Turner's door? That's the thing I just don't understand. And I get paying a little bit more because you valued his versatility. That timing was always weird to me. Now, all of that said, you know, again, this is my thing. This is what I keep coming back to about the offensive line. We have been spoiled incredibly by the play of Brian Bulaga and David Bakhtiari for a very long time. Billy is a serviceable piece. You can quibble with what they paid him, that you can talk about his contract, etc. But, you know, he's not a bad player. You know, he's sitting there and he's battling for two spots, you know, it's obviously, you know, right guard and right tackle. He's most likely going to end up playing one of them. And will he be as good as Brian Bulaga if he's playing tackle? Of course not. You know who would be? Maybe two dudes in the entire NFL. So don't be so quick to dismiss guys just because they're not, you know, the GOAT at the position. Uh, I read in Corey's Corner on Kamal Martin being the answer at inside linebacker that Kirksey is a carbon copy of Martinez. Has this been the case from what you have seen? No, no, it is not. Kirksey has looked better than Martinez, but Martin has looked good. And I think he is going to get on the field. But yeah, no, I think there's a very good chance that Kirksey is like Martinez in the sense that he's going to be very productive. He's going to make a lot of tackles, but I think he's a little bit more athletic, and I think he's got the potential to make a few more big plays than Blake did. Danny, thanks for the super chat. Just want to say I admire your professionalism reporting from Lambeau. I would faint or have no voice. Danny, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you very much. You know, I got to admit, it's been such a weird year. Obviously, everyone's affected differently. Everyone's routines have been upended. It is strange to be around camp and have zero vibe, zero fan interaction. There's no kind of juice, so to speak, right? So I think that's made it a little easier. But, you know, it never gets old. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys and say I just completely shut off as a fan when I'm talking to Aaron Rodgers on a Zoom or I'm getting questions with coach or whatever. I mean, inside, I'm always a Packers fan, and I'm always kind of freaking out, but I thank you for that note because I try to present myself as professionally as possible when in a professional environment, other than, you know, the beer I drink when I'm on camera. But I don't do that during the Zoom sessions with the team. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Will Cheesehead TV ever cover other Wisconsin sports? You know what? Maybe. Maybe. We used to say never, but you know, Corey and I have started talking about expanding for that kind of thing as far as maybe developing a network, you know, around the other Wisconsin sports. Still very early, but that might happen. I'll tell you what, though. What is going to happen when I get back to New York, just because I'm going to be, again, back in my apartment for the foreseeable future, I'm going to start live streaming myself watch parties for Brewers games. And, you know, we only get a handful this year, so why not, right? And plus, I got nothing else to do. So look for those. I'm going to start doing that. Please start drinking more. Nobody wants that. How do I feel about the offense this year? Carlos, I'll tell you what. I'm excited for what I suspect is going to be an increase in efficiency. I think they're going to be more consistent. And I'm really excited about the use of the backs and the tight ends in the passing game because I think that's only going to increase. All this talk about wide receivers, I understand it. I get why people are nervous about, oh, they didn't sign anyone, they didn't draft anyone. I'm sitting here right now telling you, do not worry about it. This offense is going to be really multiple. I think Aaron looks a lot more comfortable in it. I actually, you know, asked Nathaniel Hackett about the play action game because they were very up and down in the play action game last year. Aaron has looked entirely different this season so far in training camp as far as his comfort level, ripping those things off of play action. And, you know, Hackett mentioned year two, everyone's, for the most part, there have been a few additions, but for the most part, it's the same group. They're really in sync. And that doesn't mean it's going to be smooth all the time, but I do think it's going to be, like I said, a lot more efficient on the offensive side of the ball. We saw, you know, lots of instances last year where the offense would look good for a sequence, right, or a series. And then for whatever reason, they just seem to stub their toe through portions of the game and then maybe find a rhythm later on, et cetera. I think there's going to be a lot less of that this year. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to be the 99 Rams or something or the 2011 Packers, but I do think they're going to be a bit easier to watch, which, hey, I'll take that. What else we got here? Andre, thanks for the super chat. Cost to extend Bakhtiari being Ajon and King costs. Oh, Aaron Jones. You can make only one move right now before the season. Which you pick? Cheers from Brazil. I love the cheers at the end while I'm being put on the guillotine here. I mean, I don't think it's that simple, obviously, but I do think for the Packers, if they had to make that choice, King would be the odd man out there. But again, that's just guesswork on my part. I think I missed one more super chat. Hold on. David, thank you for the super chat. Nags, who is the starting QB in 21-25? How far away is that? Jordan loves great, great grandkids. There you go. Let me see what else we got. Andrew, Madden 2021 started trending. Number one hashtag, fix Madden franchise, what would your Packers trending hashtag be? Wow, what an involved question. I don't know. Yeah, trending hashtag would be here comes the offense. I don't know. Trending hashtags, I just don't get it. I'm gonna take one or two more here, guys. Has Begleton proved that we didn't need to draft a wide receiver? And if so, is more important to get him on the 53, won't clear waivers? Oh, I think there's little question he's gonna clear waivers if he gets cut. There's nothing to, if someone wanted to sign him prior to the Packers signing, then they would have. And now there's no extra tape. You know, he would definitely clear waivers if they do end up trying to get him on the practice squad. Let me see. How do I feel about the Packers team speed? You know, it's not much different. I don't think, you know, it's any secret. They don't really prioritize it, it would seem, kind of given the kind of guys that they tend to draft. The athletic testing, whatnot, will tell you that, you know, blazing speed is not one of their major concerns. But it's always hard to kind of gauge a overall team speed when you're just watching them play each other, right? In practice, day after day after day. It will be interesting to see how they match up with other teams. But, you know, the Packers are the Packers, and they're going to draft the kind of guys and sign the kind of guys that they have done for decades, going back to the early 90s when Ron Wolf came on board and set up the program. I mean, because that is the personnel group right now, is they still utilize Ron's principles and Ron's way of working. And for, you know, a multitude of reasons, that these are the guidelines that they've established and the kind of players that they like. And they won a lot of games by getting their kind of guy. So I can't kill them for it. Does Lovett stick? I'm 50-50 right now. I don't know. I really hope he does, because I love his potential. But man, it's going to be hard. That's a full room there at tight end. But I hope he balls out on special teams this next week or so and makes the decision at least a little bit more difficult. Right now, I think it's a coin toss. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking with me, talking Packers. Please hit like on the video, hit subscribe on the channel, and please visit our partners over at PackersYearbook.com. You can get your official Green Bay Packers 2020 yearbook with the code CHTVBOOK, all one word, CHTVBOOK, gets you 10% off. They deliver it right to your doorstep. I get it every summer. I absolutely love it. And now you can get it from Cheesehead TV. Thanks a lot, everyone. I'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning prior to practice. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.